Good evening, Pace Jazz Band number 2. My name is Michael Makedo. I'll be one of your judges today. Hopefully my comments will serve you of use in the future for performances, concerts, and competitions. Excited to hear your program today. Very nice, energetic entrance. I love it. Let's back off a little bit, drum set player, so we can hear that sax tuba line. Time's a little off here between the rhythm section and the winds. Yeah, I would like for the saxophone section to bring that line out. It's kind of getting lost. Yeah, that was a pretty tough tune. It's pretty involved rhythmically with the rhythm section and the winds. We got to be very careful. There was a few moments there where it got scary, where the rhythm it was not stable. So rhythmic instability was a big issue throughout that piece from start to finish at times. It's a very, very difficult piece for that, but we got to try to lock that in as much as we can. Yeah, even throughout the trumpet solo, good job, trumpet player, by the way, but throughout the trumpet solo, I think the hi-hat and the drum set just needs to be a lot quieter. She maybe could even simplify the rhythm up a little bit that she's playing on the hi-hat. Maybe that's what's written. And a lot of times, sometimes what's written is a little more busier than it needs to be. She's doing a great job with the time and everything, but it's just a little too loud during the trumpet solo. Now when the band comes in, it's a perfect volume. Now that it's layered, now that it's full instrumentation, all the winds are playing, the hi-hat volume is perfect. But during the soloist, it needs to be brought down a little bit. I think the tuba player, the sousaphone player, is doing an excellent job with all the bassline stuff. And that's always tricky to find the right balance. It's different than the bass, you know. If anything, I think the sousa is playing a little too loud at times, which is a good problem to have, you know. But I would tone them down just a little bit, especially in this ballroom. Yeah, I see. This is such a cool moment right here. And the band sounds real, real tight. That moment was a real good moment to showcase the wind players. I would have maybe even let them do that a cappella and drop the rhythm section out, and then they come back now during the trumpet solo. But just things to explore. There are some very, very good individual musicianship in this ensemble. You can tell down the line, everybody knows their part, and we got a lot of good players here. Now we just got to put it together and make sure everything blends and balances, and everybody's on the same page with articulation and phrasing and all that stuff. Yeah, we're two pieces in, great energy throughout. The band, you can tell they have fun playing the music. They have fun playing together. There's a good cohesion of the group. And y'all are communicating the style and the spirit of each piece very, very effectively. You know, we're two pieces in, and we've been hovering around a forte the entire time. We need to find moments where we can have softer moments to build that dynamic contrast. And this is a nice start to this tune here. You see, even this piece, it's got that kind of light, delicate feel to it at the beginning, but we're already at a mezzo forte, forte volume. We could keep it very, very subdued for now and then layer it. It was a very cool arrangement of Star Eyes. I love this jazz standard. Very, very cool arrangement. I'll be reaching out to Mr. Camarillo and asking him who the arranger and composer of this one is. Yeah, some of the melodic lines are getting lost a little bit. The difficulty of the melody, the difficulty of the rhythmic melodic line is kind of getting the best of us at times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see these moments where the band gets softer for me, or the prettier moments of your program, we gotta build more of these moments, and even if it's not written in the score, makes the listener more engaged and makes the music more exciting. But when we're playing the same dynamic volume the whole time, things can get stagnant right away. Yeah, very good energy throughout the entire program. Just an overall comment. We need to be working on our dynamic contrast, exploring those softer volumes. I think if we explore those softer volumes on each tune just a few more times, it'll really, really add a nice and a different element to the band. I did feel like the Sousa at times was a little strong. Drum set player was a little strong at times. I did feel like some of the melodic things that were technically challenging did get away from us at times as well. We can always tighten up entrances and releases to get that cleaner sound. And I really do feel like y'all are on the right track. We have a lot of potential here. There's a lot of great players in this ensemble that are going to be moving up into the first band next year. So don't be afraid to work on some of those things we talked about today. Excellent work overall. Keep pushing these students to play jazz and learn these styles. Maybe bring the bass player from the first jazz band in to play with the rhythm section, and the Sousa player. Maybe just help lock things in for a rehearsal or two, and then it'll add a different way to practice for the rhythm section. Things might make more sense, or things might start feeling a little bit more comfortable. I'm looking forward to hearing y'all again. Best of luck, and have a great rest of your evening.